Welcome to Amplify, a micro podcast for macrocosmic creators. I'm your host, Karen Curry Parker. 1% of people have impact. 99% barely make a ripple. If you're like most people with an idea you want to share, you've been collecting all kinds of publishing and marketing checklists and how to publish reports. That information is pretty easy to find. Our clients are a little different. They want more than just to write and publish a book. They want to make an impact. Maybe you relate to this. You've got a wish, a hope, a snarled up, frustrated feeling in your gut that you've got something important to share with the world. You watch other people do it. Maybe you even hear other people say things that you know you could say better, but you never act on it. Or you start, get in the weeds, get too busy. Go round and round with it, but never get it done. And in some cases, you never even get it started. Here's a powerful piece of intelligence we've dispensed to our clients over and over again during our combined 60 years in publishing and visibility coaching. Until you know why you're here on the planet, that one thing you were born to do and give to the world, you won't ever be ready to share your message with the world. Napoleon Hill, the great American self-help writer, called this your chief aim. Successful influencers, writers, podcasters, speakers know how to activate their own initiative because they know where they're headed before they even start. This is more than goal setting. Goals are tangible metrics that measure how far along you are on the path and often something you can reach in a short amount of time. This is about having a big vision, a tangible but breathtaking desire to do something impactful. Pretty much any good publisher and visibility coach can help you meet your goals. An exceptional publisher and visibility coach will help you push towards that dream that takes your breath away and helps you fulfill the true purpose, the really, really big one of why you're here. That's what we live for. Helping you fulfill your chief aim is our chief aim. Usually, it's not knowing your chief aim that gets you hung up. You might tell yourself, well, who am I to share my message? I don't have enough time. I don't know where to start. My business is already successful. I don't need to do this. I have too many ideas. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to market or promote my work. I'm not ready yet. We hear this one all the time. Or fill in the blank here with your own creative excuse. All of these statements are just clever, but sometimes pretty convincing excuses. Look, we've written books with newborn babies in laundry baskets sleeping at our feet while sucking on strong coffee to stay awake. We've written books when our elderly parents needed extensive support and care. We've written books from scratch in less than 3 weeks after losing an entire manuscript file on our computer. We've written best-selling books, launched podcasts, done TEDx talks while homeschooling our children during pandemics. We've written books, spoken on podcasts, given talks on global stages while raising teenagers. We've written books, hosted podcasts, spoken on global stages while running million-dollar companies and simultaneously getting dinner on the table for our families. When you know your chief aim, your excuses don't win. You do it anyway. Here's the deal. Finding your chief aim isn't always easy, and if you're struggling to connect with it, it's not your fault. We live in a culture that encourages us to put our chief aim on the back burner until we retire, or we have money, or we do it on the weekends, or when we have nothing to lose. We live in a world that teaches us that dreaming is great, but your dream better be practical and realistic. Otherwise, you're going to get hurt, disappointed, and waste your time or money, and people will judge you. We've been trained to put our ego aside, to deny our own value, and to be humble to a fault. We've been told not to stick out too much. We've been trained to create with our minds and ignore the screaming of our hearts, begging us to fulfill the reason why we're here. We've been conditioned away from trusting our intuitive knowing that we're here to contribute something powerful to the world. We've been schooled in fitting in and not standing out. People who have impact aren't normal. They don't fit in the box. They don't even often follow the same set of rules. The reason why they can go against the grain? They know their chief aim. When you know your chief aim, you can buck against all those places where you doubt your lovability, question whether it's safe for you to be authentic, defy all those things you're afraid of, boldly stand in your power, trust yourself, know how to make good and clear decisions that bring you closer to your aim, act with great deliberation no matter what is going on around you, and cultivate the energy to get things done. You value your purpose in the world. You value it enough to commit to it. Even if you have bad days or a rough cycle, you keep going. We can get you published, produce your podcast, or get you up on stage, no problem. We have all that in-house and a team of the world's leading experts who can help you get to the top of the bestseller list, get your voice out into the world, and help you craft a powerful signature talk. The tactics and techniques to do this are pretty boilerplate, and there are a lot of good people out there who can help you with this. But the one thing we do best is to help you find your chief aim so that your very presence in a room creates impact. Here's a powerful next right step for you. Go to our website, www.gracepointpublishing.com, and schedule a call with our publishing consultant. Together, you're going to craft a powerful plan to get your message out into the world so you can meet your chief aim and do what you came here to do. I'm Karen Curry Parker. Thank you for joining me for Amplify.